Today is Tuesday, the 19th of November, in the 33rd week of Ordinary Time.
Jesus, our Lord, came to seek and to save. He sought me out and he called me by name. Foolish and proud like a sheep gone astray, he said, child, to your house I will come today.
The Porter's Gate sing the Zacchaeus song. Today we will pray with the scripture scene of Zacchaeus. As you listen to the song, notice if anything stays with you.
Salvation has come. Salvation has come to this house today. He said, it's more blessed to give than receive, to open my hands to the ones I've deceived, to bring reparation of all I have thieved. Hallelujah, hallelujah, yes, now I can see. Salvation has come. Salvation has come to this house today.
Today's reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
Jesus, our Lord, comes to seek and to save the broken, the lost, and the sheep gone astray. Oh, lay down your treasures, for they're just golden chains. He says, child, I will come to your house today.
Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through it. A man was there named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not, because he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him, because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today. So he hurried down and was happy to welcome him. All who saw it began to grumble and said, he has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner. Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much. Then Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost.
This passage from Luke invites us to enter the scene with all our senses, connecting with the emotions of the characters and noticing their response. Imagine the bustling streets of Jericho, Hear the crowd, feel the heat, and sense the murmur of the people around you as word spreads that Jesus is coming. And here, Zacchaeus, a man apart, hindered by his reputation and his height. Consider the emotions that might be stirring in him, and what is it that calls out? Enough for him, a man of authority, to climb a tree. He wants to see Jesus, but maybe even more, he wants to be seen by Jesus. Where do you place yourself in this scene? Are you in the crowd? Are you with Zacchaeus? What emotions rise within you as Jesus moves through the crowd? I must stay at your house today. This is a profound moment of personal invitation and acceptance. What feelings arise as you share this moment with Zacchaeus? Perhaps a moment when Jesus has called you by name. Zacchaeus' encounter with Jesus leads him to a deep conversion. In response to Jesus' love and acceptance, Zacchaeus commits to making amends and turning his life around. Reflect on how this example of Jesus' love speaks to your life. As you listen to the passage again, take a moment to reflect. Where do you sense Jesus inviting you to live more generously?
When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried down and was happy to welcome him. All who saw it began to grumble and said, "He has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner." Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much." Then Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost."
Today, salvation has come to this house. Let your prayer be a heartfelt conversation with Jesus. Listen as Jesus speaks words of love, compassion, and invitation to you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end.
Amen.